This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Show Monday edition, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug to Jim Langan with you. Final Monday of April, and wow, what a weekend! And we have had good vibes for a long, long time, Jimmy. But yesterday, really, this weekend for our local teams, there was no over the top domination outside of probably the Nebraska Danger. The Husker baseball, I mean, the Royals lose, the Huskers lose, UNK 1-3 in baseball, 2-2 in softball, and their season is over. Hastings splits in both. They'll both be on the road for the conference tournament. So some pieces to kind of be picked up over the weekend and as we head into the beginning of May.
Yeah, I guess you're right. You know, we kind of when UNK lost the first two, they needed to sweep both games the second day. And in baseball, I knew that. And then
They were there.
Yeah.
Two-run, home run, walk-off home run.
Yep, exactly. I mean, all those games were close. The Royals, you know, you could kind of see that coming. They had a suspended game on from Saturday night and ended up losing kind of both games on Sunday, which hurts them. And, hey, they're about, like I told one of my friends, they're about ready to go about 4-8 in their next 12 games. You know, they've got some injuries. They've got some suspensions. You know, when you have injuries on your baseball team, and they do, that's when you really want to make sure that you don't get suspended for doing anything stupid. And, unfortunately, they got into some going to be missing some pitchers and some guys that aren't going to be playing. Plus, you're bringing out the attention in the other teams. You know, hey, quietly come on to those cities. And so I was disappointed with that. How about you? What do you know?
Well, coming up on the show, Jake Schleppenbaugh is scheduled to join us. I hope he picks up his phone today. I mean, here's a young man that went 0-for-12 against Iowa. His batting average drops from 321 to 297, and it's just part of what's going on with the Huskers. So Jake is scheduled to join us at the bottom of the hour. We'll also talk with Tri-City Storm coach Jim Holton coming up at the start of the next break. A very peculiar, weird situation that postponed game two of the USHL playoffs. And so they won game one. They have to make it up on Wednesday, and he'll be able to tell us what it was. But from what I've been told, because in none of our press releases from the Storm did we get an official confirmation as to the exact what happened, but I guess they're drilling the ice to put the goals in. You know, you got to put the standards in to hook them to, and they hit something, a pipe that caused the water to, now I don't know if it's something that kept the ice froze or if it was actually a water line, which, again, the whole thing just seems weird. Years and years and years, you're drilling the hole in the same place for the goal, and all of a sudden something happened, and let's face it, this is Saturday night. You're not going to get it fixed. You're not going to get it fixed on Sunday, so they had to send Sioux Falls home, and then they come back Wednesday for game two, then they're at Sioux Falls for game three Wednesday and a possible game four on Saturday, so you could be looking at three games in 4 days here, and I guess The Storm has had more rest because they swept Omaha, and Sioux Falls had to go five games with Sioux City. But we'll talk with the coach about that because at Friday's game, I thought the Storm dominated. I thought they dominated. Again, that's from the hockey novice that I am, but that was pretty much all Storm all the way, and a good crowd on hand. So we'll talk with Coach Holton about that as well coming up in our next segment here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You know, what a nightmare. I mean, you're talking about, as an activities director, I'm looking, you know, because basically, you know, your job is to make sure that, hey, both teams show up, the referees show up, and that the lights work, you know. You've got to, you know, there's so many things that can go wrong, though. And those are things you just wouldn't even, like you say, you wouldn't even think about that one being the problem that happens. I know there's been schools, I know, that have had a new school in football. And all of a sudden, you know, at nighttime, they turn on their football lights and everything's working really well. And all of a sudden, they have some kind of a, you know, their brand new school. The lights turn on, you know, for activities around the school so they can make sure people don't come over. And that extra lighting caused those lights, and there was too much power, and boom, they got no lights. So next thing you know, you got two football teams that are in high school trying to finish a game. And then they go over to some, like, I know Gibbon had that happen to him against Broken Bow. And Gibbon and Broken Bow drove over to Wood River because Wood River had a home game and finished theirs. You know, so there's some nightmares. But what are you going to do about a hockey thing?
Well, I mean, this is one of those things that didn't happen after the game Friday. It didn't happen Saturday afternoon. Everybody's there. The workers are there. The team's there. The fans there. And it's something that ends up happening at that point of the game to send Sioux Falls home. So there you go. That's what happened with Saturday's contest with the Tri-City Storm. So again, they're going to make that up Wednesday night, 7:05. Your tickets from Saturday are good for Wednesday's game at the Viero Event Center, and all the games as well will be heard on The Breeze 94.5. And as you may have heard, Jimmy's alarm went off. That was just to remind us to get your thoughts, because it's been busy. It's been busy. We've been on the road a lot this weekend, watching sports, covering sports. But, man, you just I want your thoughts on the Bruce Jenner interview.
I did not watch it. That was one of the things I did not get to see or tape it. I was kind of interested in San Antonio and the Clippers. You know, I mean, that was got me a little more interested in that, you know. But
well, that's obviously by far the most entertaining and interesting opening round series here in the NBA playoffs, and it's the only one that's 2-2.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. And that would, you and I talked about that being a huge, whoever wins that could win the whole championship. Whoever wins that series could win the whole thing. Plus, they're going to gain something by playing these teams. They are actually, I think they're going to, you know, that's going to relax them. Whoever moves on is going to go, hey, you know, we had a competitive series. You guys, this isn't competitive. That last one was competitive.
And it also helps that Dallas finally took one from Houston yesterday, which will extend that series, which, you know, this thing is looking like it's going all of seven games between the Clippers and the Spurs. I was a little surprised that the Spurs don't lose at home. The Spurs don't lose at home, and the Clippers won it, so that gives them back the home court advantage. And so we'll see. The Spurs will have to win another one in L.A. if they hope to keep going and defend their title. So interesting one there. Hockey, we've seen some series move on to the second round. Others are still going to keep going here as we've got some interesting ones. That's the thing about hockey. Those first-round series, you seem to have more competitive first-round series. And I don't know how, you know, you could have 5-0 each way and go to seven games. So is that competitive? I don't know. But you have deeper series in the first round of hockey than you ever do in the NBA.
Yeah, very true. Yeah. I mean, and there's a lot of times in the NBA, you've got a team that, though, Doug, is, you know, won 60-some games, and the other team is just barely 500. So,
you know, we talked briefly about the Royals. I'll make a couple comments and then you can make the comments. I'm not even asking for agreement or disagreement here. I am first Alex Gordon. Somehow he was batting 077, and then last week he's batting 273. I mean, that's like going 25 for 26, you know?
Yeah, right.
So Gordon, just that quickly, has turned it around. And then when you have two of the top defensive plays in the same day in Major League Baseball, that's saying something. And he's got a Derek Jeter-esque catch. You know, we get that shoved down our throat. Well, I'll tell you what, Alex Gordon's play going into the deep bleachers yesterday was just as amazing and tough as anything I've ever seen going into those bleachers. And he I mean, he just nonchalant comes out, high-fives his teammate, and we move on. Alex Gordon is what's right with baseball. Secondly, the suspensions. Again, you've got to explain to me when the White Sox instigated it and the White Sox were the first one that threw punches, how the Royals have their guys with longer suspensions. Now, if you want to say it's carrying over from what happened at Oakland, that's fine. I am glad that the Royals are appealing those suspensions. Not saying that they shouldn't have been fined or suspended, because that's what happens. But in this case, the White Sox, I mean, it's even, I just don't understand. It just seems like every case is, well, let's pull it out of a hat. The NFL has actually kind of come down with on-paper policies of this receives this crime or this receives this kind of punishment. Baseball obviously doesn't have that.
Yeah, I guess I looked at it a little different. And I'm a Royals fan, you know that, but I looked at it a little different. That I thought the Royals, if you go into somebody else's city and you've won 18 out of 22 games against this team, and you continue to win with some class, and they had a ground ball back, and the Royals pitcher definitely did not act the way you're supposed to act. So all that did was act. Anybody that was ready to fight gave him an excuse to fight. So I'll give you that. But for me to say that the Royals, I'm not talking about the whole Royals. I'm talking about a Royal player that was happened to be the pitcher that's getting paid $23 million, you know, is the one that, to me, instigated that and doesn't and has done it before with other teams. So I think, you know, that probably created the problem with him alone. So
we disagreed about this on Friday because this incident happened Thursday night. We disagreed about this on Friday because you thought Ventura started it. I said, hey, I think it's Eaton,
right,
was the guy from the White Sox. I said he started it. Now, he said, she said. All I know is that Harold Reynolds on Major League Baseball says, why he took my side. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm not saying you're wrong. But Eaton said something to Ventura after he hit it back to him, which then turned, in my opinion, Ventura saying something back to Eaton. And when you get both sides saying, well, then that's where they come out there. But that's the way I saw it. You saw it differently. And if that's the way it is seen, then I can understand why you would think the punishment is like it is.
There's no doubt that Eaton said it first. It's Ventura's actions when he got the ground ball. He didn't throw it to first base. That's an easy move. You don't even look at the guy. You know what I mean? The guy's not out yet.
No.
I mean, the guy's not out yet. So the longer you take the ball, I mean, to me, okay, if you're running to first base, how long is it going to take you to get there? So you had a line drive right back to me, a one hopper, and I get it, smear it, and you're going, son of a buck. I mean, what I want to do is run right back to the dugout. But now you hold the ball and you look at me. You look at me. Okay, what do you want me to do?
No, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, not saying anything. Hey, nice play. Saying. Yeah, no, so yeah.
If you'd like to be part of the program, have a comment about anything that we chat about, have a question for any of our guests, you can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550, at ESPN 1460 1550, or you can give us a little dent popper inbox, fire us an email, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. We'll give our thoughts on the Bosselman, all of the things that's going on around the world of sports, but when we come back, a little hockey talk, a brief chat with the head coach of the Storm, Jim Holton, when we return.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
NNC, the Cat Rental Store, is honored to partner with the Kearney community with the opening of the newest rental store. Located at 2608 East 32nd Street Place, Suite C, NNC Cat Rental is your source for daily, weekly, and monthly rental of high-quality, low-hour cat and top allied brands of equipment and attachments. Contact NNC for your next rental and choose from skid steer loaders, tow-behind booms, generators, and so much more. Visit online, nmcrental.com, or call 855-NMC-RENT, nmcrental.com.
ESPN ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farming is your livelihood, and we understand that. After all, the companies of Farm Bureau Financial Services were originally founded to serve the unique insurance and financial services needs of farmers. Contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney and learn how they make it simple to help you select the coverage that's right for you today and provide options for the future of your growing operation. Call Rich Peters or Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops across the area today with a high temperature around 67. Winds out of the northeast will stay at about 5 to 15. Then we can expect mainly clear skies tonight with a low near 40. I'm Paul Frobley. Right now it's 54.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Oh, seeing them working in the field, working, and it looks like things are going to dry out this week, so that means it's time to go, and TNL Irrigation is ready for you. Whether it is time to put them in the field, or it's the wintertime, and they're re-upping and getting everything ready to go and doing the preventative maintenance, TNL is there for you 12 months a year, and whatever you need, they can take care of it. Whether you need some work done on your pivot, whether you need a new pivot, whether you just need some questions answered, TNL is there. Contact your local TNL dealer or TLIRR.com. TNL's hydrostatically powered pivot irrigation systems have superior reliability, low maintenance, of course, safety, which is such a big importance when it comes to anything you do anymore, and the simplicity of their hydraulic design. Few of the reasons why you should have a TNL pivot system in your field. They're like no other. TNL irrigation. Well, the Tri-City Storm will have a game Wednesday night, so I've scratched it onto my schedule. Jim Holton, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, did you have to scratch anything off your Wednesday night schedule? Good morning, sir.
Well, luckily I lead a boring life, so I didn't have a lot to change Wednesday night. So certainly an interesting turn of events, but a little bit of excitement for all of us, and looking forward to Wednesday.
Coach, you know, I've been around athletics and as probably as much as Doug, and I can never remember a situation quite like this. I've had where the lights went out. I've seen bang boards busted in basketball where you couldn't have a bang board to play. I've seen it where officials didn't show up to games. You know, I mean,
Sprinklers on the baseball field, Jimmy.
Yeah, sprinklers on. Yeah, and state baseball tournament. I've had some situations where you had to delay things, but this situation had to be. Is that a first for you?
No, unfortunately, I guess I'm getting old because it means I've been around. This isn't the first playoff game I've got canceled due to an ice situation. Junior team I coached in Ontario had a very similar situation, but that one was a little bit more controllable because some ambitious young rink attendant decided to paint the crease and the lines the day of the game and use the wrong paint, and it literally ate the ice away.
So, okay, you got to say it again, explain it to me. So what exactly happened?
Well, it's called a brine line that was hit. There's lines that run that have freezing liquid in them that helps, obviously, to freeze the ice that run under the concrete. So the pegs that hold the net in place go inside a little tube, but the tube literally sits in between these two brine lines, they're called. Mm-hmm. So if you miss drilling, so what happens is after a flood, they'll drill down into this tube just to clear out any of the excess slush before they put the peg in. Happens in every rink in the world, basically. But if you miss off the drill, if you're on a bad angle or it slips or something, you puncture a brine line, and the bubbling that came out looked like water. Unfortunately, it wasn't water. It's brine, which ends up melting some of the ice. So it's as strange as it sounds, it's not, actually not that uncommon. It's happened two other times in our league this year Lincoln had to cancel a game, and so did Des Moines. It happened once up in Canada in the Ontario League. So it happens on occasion. Just unfortunately for us, it was bad timing.
Jim Holton, head coach of the Storm. What time did this happen? Where were you guys at in prep?
This was right after warm-up. Warm-up had been completed. We were literally just in the countdown. I think there was 10 minutes left on the clock to head out to start the game. One word come that there was a bit of an issue. So as soon as we heard Brian Lyon and being hit, we had a pretty good idea we weren't going to be able to play that night.
And like I mentioned, when I heard that happened and we were on our way back from the Bosselman, I thought, uh-oh, this isn't something you can fix tonight. This isn't something that, because it's Saturday night going into Sunday, you kind of knew right away it would be either Tuesday or Wednesday?
Well, we were thinking that. I mean, we knew there was an outside shot that we could have played Sunday night, but at that time you can't make any guarantees, and you have a team that's has a five-hour drive home that hasn't had any hotel rooms booked. And because we couldn't guarantee it, our league suggested just wait, get it fixed tomorrow, and then release your date after that. So hence the reason we knew the whole week was open and there was no events here in the event center. So we had the luxury of figuring it all out. So by Sunday at noon, we had it figured out Wednesday, and onwards and upwards we go.
Jim, how does this affect the series, if at all?
I don't think it has any effect. I think the only effect is if we make a big deal of it. The bottom line is we're still up 1-0. We still have home ice. We still have the next game here in our building. If it does anything, probably gives Sioux Falls a bit of a rest advantage that they might have lost coming off the five-game series with Sioux City. But you know what? At the end of the day, it comes down to who's the better team on the ice, and I really don't think it's going to have an effect one way or the other.
Well, going to the game Friday, I didn't go talk to you, Coach, afterwards because TV, they've got highlights Friday and Saturday, and newspaper puts out an edition Saturday. I knew game two would be Saturday, and we'd be talking about that today, so I figured there was no reason to rehash one, but the way things turn out, I mentioned at the top of the show that I thought you guys dominated Sioux Falls in game one. How did you feel?
You know what? I wasn't as happy. Maybe I'm getting overly critical. I thought we were sloppy with the puck. I thought we turned the puck over way more than we did in any of the previous three games in the Omaha series. So I think we're going to have to clean that up. You know, that being said, I liked it as a first step because the optimistic part of me says, hey, we can be a lot better in our play. We have been, and if that's the case, you know, we should be able to be in good spot moving forward.
Now, John fires off to the Dent Popper email here. He goes, you're spot on, Doug. And anytime somebody says that, we try to mention that. If it's Jim, you're spot on, Jim. We try to mention that. He says, Sioux Falls was gassed beginning the second period, tongues hanging out. The Storm had them on the ropes and made it tougher for Sioux Falls to win, giving them a break here. But they have to travel twice this week, he says. I see it still advantage for the Tri-City Storm. So they do maybe get, if they were tired, and yes, it's the bus travel, but they'll have a few extra days to rest coming off that five-game series. What strategy now for Wednesday? What did you see, maybe just kind of expanding on what you just said, what did you see Friday that says, okay, now we touch it up here for game two?
Well, I think the buzzword in hockey nowadays is puck management, but basically just don't turn the puck over on the rush. I thought we the only time that we got in trouble was when we created offense for them through some mistakes and turnovers, and mistakes I can live with. It's the kind of the unopposed turnovers, I guess, that we need to tidy up. And then I think we can ramp the physical element up again. We come off a real, real physical series with Omaha. Our hit totals were extremely high. They weren't bad the other night, but I think one way we can get at them, I think we can expose their defense through finishing every hit. You know, so the rest will fill our energy tank up as well, so we don't have to go back-to-back. So I think the way we can spin this as a positive for our team is that we're going to be refueled to be even more physical than we were in game one, and we had good results with what we did.
Last minute here with Tri-City Storm coach Jim Holton. In game one, we talked about it last week, some fresh faces scoring the goals. Chase Berger gets two of them for you.
Yeah, you know, Chase has been red hot down the stretch for us, and sometimes in junior hockey in particular, 20-year-olds kind of are in and out throughout the course of the season, and Chase is always engaged in the game, but he had a tough time scoring this year. He had a lot of grade A chances. He was getting a lot, you know, it went through some frustrating stretches for him, but it clicked in the last 2 weeks of the regular season. He's been one of our best and one of our most consistent players, and when you have your 20-year-old step into the plate and your leaders this time of year, it bodes well for your whole group.
And I don't think we've actually just talked about Alec Dillon. Your defense would have to be part of the reason that he is doing well, because shots on goal seem to be favoring you in almost every game here in the playoffs. But just about defense and Alec Dillon.
Well, we've known all season that the backbone of our team is defensive goaltending. We have six USHL veterans, which is a true luxury at any level to have six veterans there. But they offer, they can all skate. They're all comfortable with the puck, so it means we have the puck a lot more than the opponent does, which helps cut down the shots. And then Dillon, he has came as advertised, and the nice part for us is he's taken his preparation and his performance to a different level here. Once playoffs began, you can just see it in him. He's got a much different focus about him prior to games and practices, and I think the rest of us are just feeding off the confidence that he's creating for us.
All right, Coach, I'll see you Wednesday night, and hopefully we've got a great crowd out there. $2 Frosty Beverages will help get some of the folks out there that get really thirsty on Wednesdays. So we will see you and see if we can get a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. It's a great way to kill the thirst. I think it's going to be hot out, so we'd love to empty the beer coolers out and get a great atmosphere in here.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the time. We'll see you Wednesday.
Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton. 7:05 Wednesday night. Again, your tickets from Saturday will be good again. If you need tickets, stormhockey.com or the Viero Event Center box office. They don't seem too concerned here, Jim.
No.
Jim Langan, not Jim Holton.
yeah, they don't. I mean, I guess, yeah, I thought it was more of a rarity than it was, you know, to go in there when they broke the ice and whatever. They said it happens all the time. You know, you think, why don't they move that break line over about an inch or two so it's not right in the exact same path of the, sorry.
Well, I think if my vision is right, I mean, they're like, I don't know what even to describe it, but I mean, they're like warm. I mean, they're ice, they're cooling. It's just like anything that you see that would warm the football field or warm your driveway. They're just very close,
right.
They're not even an inch apart.
Yeah, don't give me the drill. I'm just telling you right now. Hey, Jimmy, bring that drill over here. Yeah, just drill right in the ice right there. Yeah, right there. Just got to set about 4 inches deep, you know. I'm going to go, okay. I'm going to hit that. Can you imagine how the guy felt?
Oh, my God.
You know, his face, he's going,
That's one of those where you're looking around to see if anybody saw, and then you're just going, now what do I do? What do I do? What do I do?
Yeah.
Hey, it happens. We'll play Wednesday. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jake Schleppenbaugh, Huskers second baseman, joins us when we return.
Golf season is here, and the Kearney Country Club invites you out to play. And don't forget to get signed up for the Kearney Country Club's three-person scramble, Saturday, May 2nd and Sunday, May 3rd. Your entry fee includes golf, cart, steak dinner, Calcutta, and many prizes. There's a practice round and a shootout you can sign up for as well on Friday, May 1st. Contact the Kearney Country Club at 237-2553. It's the first tournament of the year, the Kearney Country Club three-person scramble, May 2nd and 3rd. Call 237-2553 and register today.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Comforting guidance when you need it most.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
Dedicated, trusted, and compassionate service.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
We listen to you.
We are here for you.
And we help ease a difficult time.
Our family serving your family for generations. Please call, stop by, or go online. Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services.
It's a throwback to the 70s. It's your Nebraska Danger Boogies, their way to the end zone. Saturday night, May 2nd at the Heartland Event Center. Get ready as the Nebraska Danger battles the Billings Wolves. It's 70s night. So break out the big bells, the wide colors, and disco to the Danger game with 5% off all tie-dye shirts. Get your game tickets now at the Heartland Event Center box office, area Pump and Pantries, and on Ticketmaster. Danger Football, fueled by Pump and Pantry. DangerFootball.com.
Super Shine Auto Care. We clean the out of your car. It's our 30th anniversary. We've brought back our unlimited wash. For $19.95 a month, you can keep your car super clean with our soft cloth auto wash. We hand scrub the bugs and hand dry your vehicle for that finished touch. Not only that, but you can use our vacuums for free when you wash your vehicle. Also try our auto detailing and Mobile One Lube Express. Look for us online at supershineautocare.com.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Monday. Calling all wing lovers to the chicken coop. They are bringing in the ducks. Duck wings. Now, this is not your average river duck. These are maple leaf farm-raised ducks. And, Jimmy, I had a chance to sample them last week when I was in there. Colin says, hey, what do you think? They're going to try something. Of course, they're famous for their chicken wings, but they're bringing us duck wings. And I told him, you know what, I like duck. I enjoy eating duck, and I enjoyed the duck wings. And you can get them flavored up. Well, I don't even think we had them all flavored up. This was just the basic wings, so you can do that as well. So any of the wing flavors that you like on your bone-in or boneless chicken wings, you can get now on the new duck wings, including the new mango habanero, which I've tried, and that is good as well. What do you think? You a duck winger?
Well, are these mallards, or what kind of ducks are these?
No, they... these are maple leaf farm raised ducks.
Oh, yeah, those would be good.
Very good. Try it out, folks. I think you'll like it. I mean, don't be afraid of it. If you've never had duck, don't go. It's good. And if you don't like it, well, I'll eat the rest of them. There you go. It's the best of both worlds at the Kearney Chicken Coop Bar and Grill, downtown Kearney. Monday, bring the Coop Koozie in to go along with it. It's a $5 koozie. Of course, if you bought it in the past, bring it in. You can get 12-ounce cold ones for a buck all night long while you're watching the NBA, the NHL, or Major League Baseball, whatever the case. Maybe the Royals get started at 5:10. Cleveland is playing early baseball this year. 5:10, the first pitch in Cleveland going on tonight. Well, the Nebraska baseball team will play Creighton tomorrow. They're off to Northwestern. They got to play a lot at home. The beginning of the year was on the road. The end of the year, a lot is on the road as well. And we are pleased to talk to Husker second baseman, a Lincoln Pius the 10th graduate, and Jake Schleppenbaugh here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jake, good morning. Thanks for the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're glad you answered the phone because, as I said, it was a rough weekend for the Huskers. I mean, you guys are battling your butt off, and we know it. But even not just the team, but you personally, probably one of the tougher weekends you've had in what's been a very successful baseball career.
Yeah, obviously, it was a disappointing weekend for us. It was just kind of a difficult schedule for one thing, Friday not being able to play, and then one on Saturday, two on Sunday. Didn't get the result we wanted to, but just a few hits or plays away from being in really each one of those three games. So, we're close, just not quite where we want to be.
You have that rain delay. When you're winning ball games, you can be loose and having fun. What were you guys doing when you were waiting to play baseball this weekend?
On Friday, we were underneath in the visiting locker room, playing flips most of the time, which is a game we like to play with, a ball or two balls or whatever, just kind of a baseball game. But so some guys are doing that, some guys are just relaxing, some guys are taking swings, just kind of personal preference, which each guy likes to do before a game.
Yeah, Jake, hey, you're talking about you were just kind of a hit away here in the inning or hit away there. You know, was the Iowa pitching, were they pretty tough? Was that a good group of pitchers that you felt, or do you think you missed some good opportunities?
Well, you got to give credit to their pitching staff. They got some pretty solid arms. A lot of times we were threatening, with runners on bases with two outs or – just getting guys on too late in the innings or too late in the game, like on Saturday. You got to give credit to their arms. Like I said, we were just a hit or two away from pushing that run across, which we needed, or just being right there in the ball game.
We're talking to Nebraska second baseman Jake Schleppenbaugh here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, went to Pius, went to Hutchinson Community College for a year, and now has worked his way into the lineup. And kind of an interesting way that it all went about. Growing up in Lincoln, some guys want to get out of there. Some guys always want to be a Husker. Sounded like, Jake, you wanted to be a Husker. Your sister, obviously, was a gymnast with the Husker program. But when Coach Erstad first recruiting you, it didn't look like you were going to get a whole lot of play. So you took the community college route. Just take us through the decisions, A, to do that, and B, to come to Lincoln so quickly after that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, growing up in Lincoln, being a huge fan of the Huskers my whole life, that was my number one goal, is to be here out of high school. The decision to go the junior college route was, I mean, a tough one, but at the same time, an easy one, because Hutchinson just seemed like such a great fit and such a great place for me. They've had a great tradition of playing good baseball and sending guys where they want to go. So it was really just a great fit for me to go to Hutchinson, and going there, really growing as a baseball player, learning a lot, and getting to where I wanted to ultimately be, and that being Nebraska.
Yeah, Jake, you know, that is a good point. You're not the only one that's gone that Kansas junior college route. I mean, there's a pitcher at Texas A&M, kid from Grand Island, that's at A&M now. You know, is that league, is that pitching about the same as it is in the Big Ten? Would you say it's very comparable? I mean, I know the kids are maybe 19 and 18 and 20 that are pitching at that age, you know, freshmen and sophomores, compared to maybe a 21 and 22-year-old. But is the pitching about the same?
I wouldn't say the same. I mean, the pitching in the Jayhawk Conference was fairly solid, I would say. But I would say the biggest difference between there and here in the Big Ten is just command of or having a better feel for all of their pitches as compared to at the junior college level, maybe, you know, two pitches, whereas here pitchers will throw a different variety of their pitches and pretty much all their counts and putting it where they want it to be. Whereas junior comes with their off speed up and stuff like that, leaving fastballs over the middle of the plate. So I would say that's the biggest difference between the pitching at the JUCO level and the pitching here in the Big Ten.
Talking with Husker Jake Schleppenbaugh. Jake, this is a debate that has been going on now for quite some time about, I'm just interested, when did you start playing competitive baseball? And then would you follow that up with all the kids now? There are still a few programs that just play Legion. Here in Kearney, they don't have high school. In Grand Island, they do, which some people believe is a very long season. So it's been the way it has been for you the whole time for your career. So you wouldn't know the other way. But did you ever get tired, or was the season ever too long?
No, I wouldn't say it was too long. I mean, Legion ball was a lot of fun for me. I know a lot of other states don't even – really have Legion ball, or they don't take Legion ball very serious, but here in Nebraska we obviously do. And I think it's great just playing with your continuing to play with your teammates and representing your school. I had a blast always in the summer, and I think that's a really good deal. But as far as length of the season, I didn't ever feel burnt out or anything. I was just having a blast out there with my teammates. Not going to school, you know, being in summer, just playing baseball with my classmates.
Well, you guys had a heck of a program there, too, both high school and summer baseball coming out of Pius. Tomorrow night, Creighton. Have you been baptized into this rivalry? How big of a rivalry does this Nebraska team think it is?
Yeah, I'd say it's definitely a rivalry. I mean, the first two games we played against them this year, they've given us their best shot, and so have we, and they've been tight games. And I think we're very similar teams, just scrapping and getting after it and trying to win each pitch and every inning. And you can tell by the first two games we played that they're tight, close ball games, coming down to a few plays here and there. And each team just kind of has that blue-collar mentality, just kind of grinding and getting after it every pitch of every game.
Hey, Jake, I umpired quite a bit in Legion baseball in the area and worked Pius numerous times. And I can't believe how the small ball, how that bunting all, you know, they probably bunted more than anybody that I ever umpired and being able to cover bases. You as a second baseman, how fast do you have to get to first base to cover that thing? And what what's the difference in the Big Ten than playing at Pius? Because with Pius, you knew the bunt was coming. I mean, in the Big Ten, you really don't.
Yeah, well, it definitely puts a lot of pressure on the defense when you're able to, you know, use skill plays with the bat at the plate and on the bases, you know, hitting runs, fun runs, drags, pushes, all that. It just adds pressure to the defense. And, yeah, I'd say that's probably the biggest thing, just keeping them on their toes, throwing different stuff at them and stuff like that. It was a tool for us that we used, obviously, a lot at Pius. And, you know, I think it helped me in the long run, being able to handle the bat in numerous ways.
Last minute here with Jake Schleppenbaugh, Nebraska second baseman out of Pius in Lincoln. Jake, you mentioned that you weren't sure when you came into Lincoln how quick it would take to adjust to the ball game. It looked like you adjusted to it pretty quickly.
Yeah, well, I'd say that's in large part a tribute to the older guys here and the coaching staff as well. Our seniors have done a great job of being leaders and role models and paving the way for us and letting us know how we're supposed to act here at the University of Nebraska, how we're supposed to play the game as a Husker. And really just took some of us younger guys under the wing and, you know, showed us the way. So that helped me a great deal with transitioning from the junior college level to the Division I level.
Jake, if you can you tell us what Coach Erstad's message was after the doubleheader yesterday and maybe what the team felt like, what it was like on the ride home?
Well, we're disappointed, obviously, to not get the result we wanted to. Basically, Coach Erstad's message was, if it wasn't crunch time already, it definitely is now, and every game is important with only 10 games left in our season. We need to come out with an edge to us, especially early in the games, and just keep our foot on the gas pedal. And every game is crucial from here on out.
All right, JK, we'll let you get back to work there. We look forward to watching the game tomorrow night with Creighton, and best of luck with Northwestern this weekend, and let's start winning the close ones, huh?
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me, guys.
Appreciate it, Jake. Take care, man. Jake Schleppenbaugh, Husker second baseman, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. You know, one-run games, those are tough. You hate to be on the losing side of all of them. Usually those work themselves out, Jimmy, so maybe they'll work themselves. And they won some close games, really. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago. But maybe they'll turn that around here, and you never know. I mean, that Illinois series could tend up to be very, very big at the end of the year if they can take care of what they should take care of with Northwestern and Purdue.
Yeah, you're right, Doug, though. We did talk about a little bit where they did catch some breaks with Creighton and Kansas State, and they had a couple. I think it was they played in Illinois State or somebody
Indiana
like that.
State, yeah.
Thank you. And, you know, they had some close games. And, boy, I'll tell you what, like I said, it's just, you know, when everything goes down to the 3-3 tie, you know, and you're playing, you know, in the seventh inning, I mean, it's a 50-50 deal unless you've got a tremendous bullpen that can hang on. And it's going to be, you know, the other team's got a 50-50 chance of scoring, and you've got a 1-in-10 chance because the other team's bullpen is better. But we kind of talked about it, that Iowa had three pitchers, and that's who they've been using. And Iowa goes on, and during the week it gets beat by people they shouldn't even be, you know, playing almost on the schedule. But, boy, when they can set up their schedule, I was set up for this weekend tournament, the three-game series. That's what Iowa's baseball team set up for. They really are. They could do some damage in an NCAA. You know, Iowa could do some damage just because of their pitching. They really could be a team to reckon with, Doug.
Well, they keep winning. I mean, they're ranked 18th, but the thing is with the rankings and the RPI and all the formulas, whatever they use, but RPI of baseball, you know, you would think that Iowa would be setting themselves to possibly be a top 16 national seed, but then it looks like there's no way that can happen unless they, you know, maybe win the regular season, win the conference title. They got to keep winning as well. I think that Big Ten tournament up in Minneapolis should be some great baseball. Hopefully they get some people to go watch it.
Yeah, you're right. I was playing for like the 15th or 16th at the best. Yeah, you know what I mean? So what you're saying is very, you know, when you're, a lot of teams are playing for 15 and 16, and some of those teams are going to be 15 and 16. You know who they are? They're 8th and 9th in the nation now. They're going to fall back a little bit. So I was got their work cut out for them. But it looks to me like the Big Ten may not have anybody hosting, you know.
Well, we'll see how she all plays out. We are here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, and Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Again, as they are expanding, they have that 8 new car franchises, as we just told you about, at their 2 locations and the used car superstore about ready to hit the market here. Midway is searching for more talented team members. They are always looking for some great help. Be an employee of the Midway team. Go to MidwayCareers.com, find out more about the careers that are available, and be a part of the growth at Midway, recognizing your full potential, great benefits. You can find out all you want and then say, hey, this sounds like something I would like to at least check out and maybe be a part of. Go to MidwayCareers.com. And, of course, if you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, go to the Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
It's wine and food and all that jazz at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds Exposition Building Friday and Saturday, May 8th and 9th. The Nebraska Wine and Jazz Festival showcases outstanding Nebraska jazz musicians.
Hey, this is Bob and Sherry. Mornings on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Enjoy tasting from at least 15 vineyards and 3 microbrews. The first 3,000 attendees receive a keepsake souvenir glass. Purchase your favorite wine and accessories at the wine store and enjoy delicious foods from local restaurants.
Advance tickets and festival details at wineandjazzfest.org. The Nebraska Wine and Jazz Festival, brought to you in part by The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Tickets are also available at the door. $25 for one day, $40 for both days. Must be 21 to attend.
It's wine and food and all that jazz at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds Exposition Building, Friday and Saturday, May 8th and 9th.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Cretin Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Cretin Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Saturday at 6:10, come out to the K as the boys in blue go head-to-head with the Detroit Tigers. The first 15,000 fans in Kauffman Stadium get a Salvador Perez wild card bobblehead presented by Sport Clips. You remember the All-Stars 12th inning walk-off hit that sparked the Royals' historic playoff run. Now you can capture Salvi's game winner forever by adding this limited edition bobblehead to your collection. Grab your tickets today at Royals.com or Hy-Vee.
Relive a moment that will be forever royal.
Giving back to the community has never been easier. May 1st is Give Hastings Day, a 24-hour opportunity to give to your favorite nonprofit organizations through the Hastings Community Foundation. Log on to givehastings.org on Friday, May 1st, and make your donation. It's that easy. You can win bonus money for your favorite charitable causes and enjoy some friendly competition. Plus, your donation stays in the Hastings area. Shape the future of Hastings in a single day on Friday, May 1st for Give Hastings Day. Live here, give here.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mark Cooler question. We've been talking a little baseball. Midtown Mart, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you what the Mets and Yankees played over the weekend. Both were in first place. Who had the best chance of making it to the postseason? 64% took the Mets, 38% took the Yankees. Of course, the Yankees had a little more success over the weekend, although Lucas Duda is still a stud for the Mets. Adam Wainwright looks like he may be out for the year for the Cardinals. Will this have a significant impact on the Cardinals? Well, of course it'll have a significant impact on the Cardinals, but they always seem to find a way. I don't know that this knocks them out of playoff contention, but when you lose your main man, that's not good for the Cardinals.
No, that was a huge, huge blow. I mean, there'll have to be a trade made there for them to have a shot at. Then I'm sure they'll be looking too. But yeah, that was so far that's been the biggest thing that's happened. Another thing that's happened this year is Alex Rodriguez is having a pretty good year.
Yeah.
You know, he really is. I mean, and there's been a lot of people that were anti him even coming back and playing and what you're going to do. But, I mean, he's actually competing and having a good year and doing things correct on the field. And, you know, it's helping the Yankees win.
Don't forget to vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. And for all the Yankee stuff that gets thrown down your throat, if you're a non-Yankee fan, I'm not even a Yankee hater. I mean, if you're a Yankee fan, all of it's great. But they sure aren't blowing old Alex Rodriguez out. They're kind of making mention of him. I think it's unfair. He's playing well. He should be. I mean, apparently, he's as clean as he can be. He served his sentence. Give the man his praise. Give the man his praise. You don't have to like him, but give the man his due. He's playing well. He's playing better than anybody on the team. He's probably the sole reason they're in first. So, and that's me, a Yankee hater. Saying yes. That right there. Well, we were at the Funner Park Saturday for the Bosselman. I told you I wasn't going to bet a red cent on Joy Boy. And then I saw you right before the Bosselman, and I said, you know what? And you said, hey, we talked about all the speed is holding. And that meant, and I just got that bad feeling in my gut from a investing standpoint that Joy Boy will probably, it just changed my thought on the race. And so, but I did my part. I didn't bet on Joy Boy, and that made everybody else happy because he won.
Yeah, well, last year he went off at even money, and this time he basically was 3-1. You know, so you why would you I mean, I like him at 3-1. I maybe didn't like him at even money. But the speed was holding, and it usually does in the mud and the sloppy tracks.
Well, and those that had Diamond Joe at 5-1 almost. I mean, when Joe passed him, usually once you get past, when you kind of turn for home or you're making the turn of the backstretch, you're not going to come back and retake the lead, and Joy Boy actually did.
Yeah, Joy Boy he held a little bit for the turn. Elisiak did a good job riding him. I mean, he just gave him and Diamond Joe had to use a lot of horse. Fackler used a lot of horse to get him on the outside. Plus, like we said, the speed was holding. There was a little path there, I thought, about 3 deep, you know, where it seemed a little firmer. You know, and whoever got in that path, I mean, the footing was a little bit better because of that sloppy track. You don't want to be on the rail. You don't want to be about two. About the 3-hole was a little bit better than the 5 and 6-hole. And anybody that went outside there, you know, had a little trouble. I mean, they kind of hang in the drive instead of going by, which usually happens in thoroughbred horse racing.
Well, and that 3-hole was the favorite, Dr. Peter, who we both thought was the best, and everybody kind of thought was the best. It's just that, can he get it done? And I think...
He wasn't going to close that day. There's no way he was going to close ground on that. Those horses.
If they ran it again today?
If they ran it today, he could win. Yeah, yeah.
I think if they ran the race on the same track again today, he would win. I think, once again, the inexperience of not running at Fawner for the horse and for the jockey caught him because they were making a strong – there just isn't enough room on the home stretch to make a move when you're at a huge track like when they're racing at Oaklawn and the stretch is forever. He had plenty of horse left, I thought.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt. I mean, it was just the thing of it is when the speed holds, you can't get by him. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter who the horses are. If the speed's holding, these closers that are way back. And if you looked at it, I mean, look at even some of the horses that you thought might ran third, and those are dead closers, and they weren't even they didn't even get fourth. You know, so, I mean, the 2-horse, which, you know, ends up getting fourth. So the other closers weren't even close. I mean, let's be honest about it. When they turned for home, it was a 2-horse race.
Yeah, it was the favorites. No long shots here. So congratulations to Kevin Hulse and Joy Boy winning it in their third attempt there at Fawner Park and the Bosselman. And now 1 weekend of live racing left. And, of course, Saturday includes the Kentucky Derby. And we'll be talking a lot more about that later on in the week. We'll also talk about the Mayweather Pacquiao Fat Fight, Jay Rude, Vice President of the MGM Grand, where all this is going on. I mean, Colin Cowherd is going to be hanging out with Perennial at the Mandalay Bay. I mean, that's how big this deal is, and we're going to talk with him on Thursday's program. Iowa had the Big Ten. Not only did they do good in baseball, but they had the individual champion of the Big Ten golf tournament over the weekend, and that is Nebraska's Carson Shockey, who, if you followed the junior golf or the high school golf circuit, had such a great career here, and he won the individual title at the Big Ten, and he is scheduled to join us tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll also talk with Damon Day about Loper baseball.
Where do you go to high school at?
Creighton Prep.
Okay.
And went to Omaha. He was in Omaha. So he... and John Peterson, who used to be the pro here at Kearney Country Club, was his, not his high school coach, but his coach. You know how that is.
Yes.
Coached him all the way up through the junior ranks, and so there's a connection there as well. Speaking of Loper baseball, it was a rough weekend as far as positioning themselves. They end up kind of like the men's basketball team did in a three-way tie. This was for fourth, and they lost both tiebreakers, so they end up not getting to host a series this weekend, which would have been beautiful weather, Memorial Field. But instead, they'll go to Central Missouri, a team that they have not played this year, and they'll play Thursday and Friday night, and if a Game 3 is necessary, it's Saturday. They play that best-of-three series, then four teams go on to a double elimination tournament in Kansas City the next weekend. So that's where the Lopers will be. Taking on Central Missouri. For Hastings College, and again, the softball team, we said, was eliminated, even though they won both games against Hayes yesterday. It was the one Saturday that mattered, and they had a good start, 5-0 lead, but fell 9-8 and 4-0, so their season comes to an end. For the Hastings College baseball and softball teams, they are both in the GPAC tournament later this week. For the baseball team, they will play at noon Thursday in Crete against Morningside. They are doing the 2-4-team brackets already, so they've got to find a way. It's kind of like the College World Series. So they'll play Morningside, and that's at noon and Thursday, and you'll be able to hear it on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. And also in their bracket is Doan and Dakota Wesley. On the other side, it's Briarcliff and Midland, Northwestern playing Mount Marty. The softball brackets will come out tonight for the GPAC. Good spring game, good crowd for the Lopers on Saturday. They used about four quarterbacks. Bronson Marsh looked good, had four touchdown passes. The defense had eight sacks, couple of turnovers. Although in the ball game, they really, you know, sacks were more of touching the quarterback than they were of tackling the quarterback. So take that for what it's worth. But spring number one for Coach Lamerson and the crew in the books. And Nebraska volleyball, for only playing one match, just crushed Kansas State. I was surprised the Heartland Event Center, I don't know that the crowd even got its money's worth. I mean, Nebraska won, but it was so quick, it didn't take very long.
When I left Foner, I mean, I left it thinking it would be a good time to leave.
Yeah.
And when I walked out, I'm like, uh-oh. You know, I should have stayed for 20 more minutes or left 20 minutes before I did, yeah.
But they look good, so congratulations to Big Red. And Axtell looking for a new boys basketball coach. Andy Klepper is stepping down. He was an assistant with Coach Heinrichs for 3 years, then was the head coach for the last 5 years, going 64-48, 16-6 this season. And he has taken a teaching position at Malcolm. Him and his wife are from that Wahoo, Utica area, so they're closer to home. So great job by Coach Klepper, but he will be moving on from Axtell. The Central Nebraska Track Championships will be run today, and it looks like they're actually going to finally get them all in. The last 2 years been a disaster for the four poor folks over there. Sponsored by the Grand Island Independent, field events at 4 and the track events at 5:30. Again, these are the best times and distances turned in by the coverage area of the Independent so far this year. So the best of the best over there today at Grand Island. That's always fun.
Yeah, and good weather today, because the last couple of years we've been on the show, Doug, you know, they were wondering if you're going to be able to have it, and it was really pouring rain, and they tried to get it in, you know, a couple times too.
And then as far as soccer, last week of the regular season, today Holdridge is at Kearney Catholic, Lexington will be at Columbus, and Lincoln Southwest will be at Grand Island. UNK tennis teams waiting to see their fate in the NCAA pairings coming out later this week. The men finished second and the women fourth at the MIAAs. Jimmy, anything we missed?
The Danger game was so hard to referee, Doug. I mean,
it was ugly early.
Unsportsmanlike conduct, really? Penalties and... And
you did,
know,
you have to throw one of those?
I threw. I did not. I mean, if I have,
I mean, did
to.
You have to put a flight?
Yeah, I throw them. You know, we get graded every game. There's a guy in Washington, yeah, D.C. that grades us, and he's not really easy grader. You know what I mean? He is really tough on you. So you got to make sure that what you see is there. And I'll tell you what. And if you miss something, you get in trouble, too. It's kind of, you know, when we were talking about John Higgins and he goes in a college basketball game, if you can do 90%, you had a pretty good game. I needed more eyes to get this thing. You know, I mean, we had five officials out there and 16 players, and we might have needed 16. You know, wow. We one for each player. It really got tough. It wasn't as much fun as they usually are. I usually really enjoy doing them, but it really wasn't that much fun because it got the game got out of hand. It was like 70-40, and so, you know, a penalty doesn't mean much.
Yeah, chippy,
you know, you get a 15-yard penalty, so what, a 70-40? It's kind of like a kid in class that's got a 20 average. You go, hey, you straighten up, I'm going to take another point off your grade. Okay, so I got a 19 now. 19 average. I got to have a 70 to pass. 19's really not going to kill me that much right now.
Oh, man, that's too bad. The Danger, though, will be home against Billings coming up on Saturday night. You got that one?
No, I do not.
Got a Saturday off, huh?
Yeah, and there's something going on Saturday.
Really? A little Derby Day?
We got a fight, got Derby Day. They have a lot of things going on May 2nd.
You got an early Derby pick?
No, I really don't. That Farrell horse is going to be tough to beat. There's three horses. American Farrell looks like he's going to be tough to beat, but I'm going to try to beat him. I'm not going to take something that's – and you have 20-horse field. In a 20-horse field, I want something that's 22-1.
I thought this Carpe Diem, I thought I heard a lot about him, and now I haven't heard a lot about him here lately.
Right.
You know, about a month ago, I was hearing something about him. So we'll see how it all plays out. We've got special guests later on in the week. Again, tomorrow, Big Ten golf champion Carson Shockey, Omaha native, now at Iowa. Damon Day will co-host, talk about their series with Central Missouri in the MIAA tournament. Want to thank Tri-City Storm coach Jim Holton for joining us today, and Nebraska second baseman Jake Schleppenbaum. Jimmy, have a great week. See you Friday, man.
We'll give you a horse Friday on Friday.
The Oaks?
Yes, because I do like a horse pretty well in that race.
And so we got to wait till Friday.
That's correct.
That's well done. We'll see you then on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.